Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of J&T. Josh, are you here?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm here for another episode of J&T, man. We had some games over the weekend that broke my heart. College, NBA, NFL, all of it, man.
It was a tough weekend, man. I'll go ahead and let you start it off today.
All right. I'll go ahead and start off with the Baylor-OU game. The Baylor OU game, I really liked that game. It was a tough battle for both teams. Both teams put their best foot forward, but OU ended up winning that game because their quarterback, I really never heard of the dude before, but his name Baker Mayfield. This dude, like, he can play. Like, I have never seen an aggressive. I mean, I'm not trying to be racist on the show, but I've never seen an aggressive white quarterback like that in a while. I can't remember the last time. He kind of reminded me of like a Johnny Manziel type player. And he just was giving Baylor the business. Like, he wouldn't go down for sacks. He'll fight through those, gain the extra yards, even if it'll be he 5 yards back from the line of scrimmage, and he'll work his way back to the line of scrimmage instead of getting sacked for a 5 yard loss. He was just putting way more effort in than Baylor. And of course, Baylor, they on their second string quarterback right now because they first string. Quarterback, he had a season-ending neck surgery. So, and then they shut my Heisman candidate down, Corey Coleman, out of Dallas, Texas, wide receiver for Baylor. They shut him down. He only had three receptions for 57 yards. Now he had three receptions for 57 yards, but usually, I don't think any other game he's had a game like with under two touchdowns. So they shut my boy down, man.
Oklahoma, really, man, they really just been out here trying to prove themselves. I've seen a couple of games over the weekend where they looked real good. I did all they talk about Baylor, then they go off and lose. I feel kind of bad, man.
Yeah, man, I was on the show the last time we had the show, vouching for Baylor, saying why they should be in the top six, and then they go do this. I was
Yeah, I know.
I was pretty upset, but I'm really upset because it just all that meant is that it's gonna no longer be a Texas team in the college football playoffs. So that's why I was really mad. I really wanted to see a Texas team because you know TCU already lost, Baylor just lost, and that's really it. That's all we had from the get-go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess it'll be another Alabama year. That's what it's looking like, man.
That's what it's looking like. Ohio State, they keep on winning with this. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to call it, but they keep winning. Clemson continues winning. But I think Alabama, man, I don't think Saban can lose again. I don't think he is going to lose again. So I'm still going to like that.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Alabama running back. Last name Henry. He's a fool out there. I mean, really, yeah. He's. I don't know. He might be that new leading Heisman candidate. Because I know Leonard Fournette for LSU. They lost again this weekend. So that was disappointing too. Everybody didn't caught on to Fournette. I guess they didn't start shutting him down. So it's crazy, man. Every week is something different.
Teams just really playing hard, man. It's been a tough season. U of A still pulled through. They had a tough win over the weekend.
Yeah, that was a
good
game.
You know. They beat Memphis by 2. So that was a good game. Yeah.
Your Wolverines, man. They pulling off these wins late. They might sneak into that top 10.
You know, man, you know, everybody wants to sleep on the Wolverines, man, but we go in khakis, man, you know, you got khakis on, man. You never count a khaki, man. That's what I'm talking about, Harbor. I seen that, too. Hey, this team going to be real scary in the next years, man. I'm trying to tell you. Watch out for Michigan.
Yeah, they pulled off. They went 48-41 this past weekend. I think they were ranked number 14, so they might be able to sneak into that top 10 late. I know they 8-2, lost 2 games already, but you can still get into the top 10.
I know Ohio State on the they were pending.
Yeah, Ohio State
home.
Better watch out.
They ain't
they
ready.
Yeah, Michigan they on the come up. It's I mean, like you said, right now I'm just gonna continue to stick with Alabama because it seems like they the only team you can trust right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stick with Alabama. But yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for that's all I have for college football. Did you have something you want to say about college football?
No, that was about it.
All right, we can go ahead and move on to the NBA a little bit. Steph Curry, he passed his daddy this past weekend for 42nd all time 3-pointers made.
Let's let this sink in. This man has made more threes in his career than his father did in his whole career. And Curry is still very active.
Long way to go.
Man, this man is scary, man. Not to mention, his team is 11-0.
I'm sure. Go ahead.
No one can lead the league in scoring. This man right now is unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. He didn't already had a couple. I think he had a 50-point game, a couple 40-point games. I think his lowest. I mean, basically what I'm going to say about Steph Curry is he really might be that new best player in the league. I know you're going to have your feelings about LeBron or whatever. And I respect that. You know, LeBron, he's still – I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying Steph is just – he's on the rise.
Hey, man. It's going to be a time when somebody's going to take the trouble. Right now, ain't nobody playing the level that Steph Curry's playing at. He is unbelievable. But
yeah,
it's one thing. It's a team that I think that might just knock the Warriors off. And I think
is it my Thunder?
Yes, it's the Thunder. And okay. I say that because Curry's playing at a high level right now. Everybody else is still doing that. But the Oklahoma City Thunder right now is ran by two men who are just unstoppable. And in order for the Warriors to beat the Thunder, somebody is about to step up and have to go toe-to-toe with the other guy on the Thunder. Because Curry, I don't think there's no way Curry can beat Westbrook in the room by himself. Outscored him by himself.
Hold on, man. Let me just pause the show and let this sink in, man. I'm finally hearing what I should have been hearing summers ago, man. Let me let this sink in for a couple seconds. What took you so long to give my boy KD and Westbrook credit?
When they started playing like it. I have never seen them play and sing like this before. This is like Kobe and Shaq, where one don't care about whoever gets the glory. They just going out there and just playing basketball. I feel like they're the biggest thing in the West. I feel like they are different because it's two of them. It's two. It's like two MVPs on one team. It ain't fair. And to outscore both of them, that's gonna be very hard. Because right now, Kevin Durant.
I'll let you finish, and I'll go ahead and say something about Westbrook afterwards.
Because Kevin Durant averaging 28 points a game, and Westbrook averaging 25, and Curry averages 33 by himself. And the next Warriors player to pop up around there is, I don't know. They're not even in the top 30. So it don't even matter. All OKC gotta do is make everybody play at a higher level than what they're playing at right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only thing that scares me about the Thunder. They are my pick from the West to go to the finals this year, but they always, since KD has been on the Thunder, they've always had a sketchy bench. The bench has never been just like a bench you really could rely on. They try to pick up people here and there, like they got Deion Waiters. He pretty on and off himself. And then I like the backup point guard. They got DJ Augustine. But to me, I always try to think of it like, I mean, God forbid this happened, but you know, KD and Westbrook, they always tend to have injuries at the end of the season or in crucial times. So I'm saying, like, if one of them just happens to go down late in the season, who else besides one of the two, like, who else is going to step up for them? And then I just look at the rest of the Thunder roster, and I really just can't pinpoint anybody on their roster that really could just step up and fill in that spot. But then again, it's almost impossible to replace an MVP caliber player. But I'm saying at least have a support system there and, like, ready for those type of situations instead of letting the situation happen and then you stuck and it's already too late.
I feel like Serge Ibaka got to become more involved in the offense. Serge Ibaka got to be that guy to where when one of them go down, he can step up. I don't know. Like, he plays good defense and all, but he got to learn how to score more, too. I don't know if they're just not involved in the offense or whatever, but whatever it is, they can get him going. He has to be another guy. That's the big three. Right now, it don't look like a big three. It's just like a big two. It ain't look like a big three for a while.
Yeah.
He needs to get more comfortable with them. I don't know. But that's the other guy right there. He's just not showing it. We're not showing it at this type.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. You can tell he's been making progress to trying to get to that point because he turned into he not a three-point shooter, but he can shoot threes now. So he tried to, like, become that stretch four for the team. So you really have to guard everybody man-to-man. You can't leave nobody open. But I don't know. I just really haven't just heard his name in the news lately, like Serge Ibaka. He used to be like a block machine, like a defensive stud. I mean, I'm pretty sure he still is. But I'm saying if that's what he's good at, like, at least be the best at that. So you can at least contribute to the team in some form or way.
I'm gonna just go. I'm gonna point out a player who has this is comeback in the NBA who has been playing too good. I'm just saying the man just looks to the injury that he sustained last year to what he's doing now. Seems like he didn't even go nowhere, and that's Paul George. And he's playing a whole new position. Paul George been giving people buckets. I'm talking about buckets. The Pacers are back in winning the East. He averaged 4.3 points a game. Paul George's been going off. Every time they play a game, it's like he's getting a double-double.
I like Paul George. I actually like how he's playing at this new position, too. I really didn't like the sound of it when they first announced that they were going to move him to power forward, but he's been making it work.
That's the crazy part. He don't even like it, and he's still getting buckets.
Man, that's an NBA superstar for you.
So big up to the Pacers, man. It's gonna be kind of tough coming out the East, man. It's not gonna be a little cakewalk like I think it is out of town.
Who is y'all? I feel like you're addressing a certain
more
person.
Out there. I threw Miss Shady. I hope y'all caught it. You caught it. If you didn't, it wasn't meant for you. I'm gonna just go out and a rookie who been stuck out and playing well. It's Kristaps. Kristaps Porzingis.
Hey,
man. I don't think a foreigner has impacted the game like this in a long time since, I don't know. But this kid can play basketball. Yeah, might just be since Dirk. This kid can play basketball, man. Putting people in the rim, and not just one, not just two. Not just three, but like four people in the rim one time. Put back. The Knicks are looking real good. They still a little slow. You know what I mean? Slow getting themselves together. But if they keep playing basketball like this and Kristaps just keeps getting better, man, the Knicks will be back in talks of winning the East, too. It's a lot of good basketball going around.
I'm going to go ahead and say apologize to Phil Jackson because when he made that Kristaps draft, when he picked Kristaps, I said this man got to be one of the stupidest GMs in the last 5 years to ever.
I'm not going to apologize to him. I'm just going to say the man got lucky. I don't think it'll ever happen again in a million years, but he got lucky and it didn't work out in his favor. Kristaps can play. He can shoot. He can dribble. He got moves. Man, I don't know. Sometimes it seems like he's an American. I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely one of the most athletic foreigners we ever seen before in our lifetime. So,
all right, this is a question that I'm pretty sure people have been asking in all summer. Is the Cavaliers a final team?
Repeat the question.
I said, are the Cavs a final team? A final team?
You going to answer it first or you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
All right. The Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are always going to be considered a finals team as long as LeBron is on the team. But I feel like this year they are because Kevin Love is playing at a high level this year. He's actually back to being K-Love, double-double machine. They playing pretty good without Kyrie. Once Kyrie come back, I feel like they just a flat-out number one team, in my opinion, to come out the East. Because nobody's stopping Kyrie in the East. I'm sorry. I mean, I love John Wall, Jeff Teague, Kyle Lowry, all of them, but nobody's stopping Kyrie. Once Kyrie touched the court again, it's over after that. With the addition of LeBron next to him, and then people always forget about the X factor for that Cavaliers team wasn't Kyrie or LeBron last year in the playoffs. It was Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson is a rebound machine, and he's gonna give you his all on the defensive end. It's just I really can't pinpoint his, like, what it is, like, what he do, like, what's his play style. You really just define Tristan Thompson as a hustler, and that's what he is, and that's what he brings to the Cavs. And it's a lot of East teams that's not that deep. And if you get lucky to get a person like Tristan Thompson, it automatically puts you at an advantage. Not to mention they got Mo Williams, a still very good point guard for a backup, and they still got Dele. Exactly. You know, he not.
Well, I'm just saying, he's got a couple of big games that you're doing scoring.
Yeah, I mean, and don't sleep on Timothy Mozgov either. Timothy Mozgov, I don't know what LeBron did to him, but he made Timothy Mozgov into a hell of a center these past 2 years. So, yeah, to answer your question, the Cavs are a finals team.
You know, you already knew my answer was going to be. As long as LeBron on the team, they're going to always be a playoff team. But, yes, with the addition, is Kevin Love playing good basketball this year? And we all know once Kyrie come back, Iman Shumpert, the team only going to – they got injuries right now. They're still 8-2. So, you know, we all know that'd be one of the last teams that we see in the season and in the postseason. One of the couple last teams we see throughout.
I know you mentioned Paul George earlier as one of those players that's having a way better season than he had last year. But I gotta bring up somebody, man. I watched this man play about 2 games on NBA TV. I don't know how I got on NBA TV, but DeMarcus Cousins, this man has changed into, in my opinion, the best center in the league right now. Man is pulling threes. He dribbling to mid-range, pulling up jump shots, and they look nice. I haven't seen a center do that, and I don't know how long. It's not too many centers that have that skill set. And he's dropping. Hold on, let me read the stats real quick, if I can find them. DeMarcus Cousins, yes, 28 points per game, 11 rebounds a game. It's not too many centers that's going. Them are numbers that Dwight Howard is supposed to be giving the Rockets right now.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins, he got the 3-point shot. He gonna dominate you on the inside. He's a rebound machine. He aggressive. I've seen him get rebounds and take the ball up the court. I mean, he pushed fast breaks by himself. I mean, I haven't seen a center with this skill set, with this type of skill set, like, ever in my life. And I feel like DeMarcus Cousins is an underrated. He's an underrated center that really, in my eyes, should be an MVP candidate right now. Even though it's early in the season.
Yeah, him and Andre Drummond been playing good basketball, man. Andre Drummond took rebound to another level. He like. And Reggie Jackson been playing some good basketball, too. So. But, yeah, DeMarcus Cousins has added a lot of issues to his game. It's a lot of these big guys, him and Blake Griffin, man, they're trying to handle the ball and stuff. They're putting on a couple of people this year to the floor. The big man's want to carry the ball now, want to drill the ball to court.
Yeah, you know who – that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt players like Dwight that's just been the same forever and not really trying to develop his game.
Yeah, man. Dwight Howard ain't – he's just Dwight Howard now.
I don't even know if people play the Rockets and, like, be scared that they have Dwight Howard. I think he's just a normal player on the team now.
I don't want to say it's his demeanor, but it's just the way he's been playing. Like, you know what I mean? He don't have that passion no more.
He played a little too soft for me. If you're gonna play in some tight jerseys and show off your muscles every game, use them. I don't just want to see it on the TV, man. Use them. But, oh, yeah, shout out to Jabari Parker, too. Jabari Parker is back to what he should have been the first year if he wouldn't have got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, Jabari Parker, he looked like he got a little bigger. He looking kind of thick, like strong. He look like a mellow 2.0.
It looked like he got fatter, like he added food or something. Like he got like 250 some pounds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing, but I mean, we'll see where it goes.
I guess they made him add a little weight because I guess because he's playing power forward and stuff, so he won't get pushed around and all that.
Yeah, and shout out to Jabari Parker. I'm glad to see him back healthy. And they said yesterday, I seen this on ESPN, that our boy D Rose might have blurred vision for the next couple months. And I don't know if that's that's not a good thing at all, especially playing the point guard position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he fractured his I think it was a bone in his eye in the preseason this year, and then I guess now it's like having the effects on him to where like he's starting to have like blurry vision every now and then. So hopefully D Rose can recover from that and return to MVP form, because he one of the players that I really truly think deserve like a just one full healthy season at least. My man been through a lot as far as injuries and having the mental strength to put all that aside and fight back every time. And that's a lot on a person. So I hope D Rose is all right.
Like everybody, when you talk about D Rose, everybody keeps talking about MVP on D Rose. If y'all want to see somebody dunk, go watch Russell Westbrook. Just because the boy don't dunk no more, he ain't MVP D Rose. Buckets is buckets.
Yeah.
But I get it. Dunking and shooting the ball. He ain't lost nothing. He just not dunking no more. If you want to see somebody dunk, go watch him dunk somebody else. The bucket's still up.
Yeah. I really don't. Every time he go up for a dunk, I kind of get scared. So I'm really glad he stopped dunking. And then he done developed – D-Rose developed the mid-range jump shot now. And he's shooting off the glass. I noticed that. I was like, I mean, if that's what works, like, go ahead. But he's starting to shoot, bank his shots off the glass, and it's working. So, man, I really have to do that than try to go full-fledged and dunk on somebody every play and risk tearing his knee.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's playing safe. He's getting buckets. Lead the man alone. Let him do his thing.
Yeah. Well, that's all. Well, before we move on from the NBA, I done said this a lot of times before, but I'm just going to say it again. Everybody needs to keep an eye on Dallas Mavericks power forward, Dwight Powell. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to really get into depth. I'm just going to say everybody needs to keep an eye on him. He came in the Rondo trade, and everybody was just kind of blew him off because everybody was so excited about Rondo, and nobody really knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
This man has been getting buckets. He's a Draymond Green type player and a power forward body. So I just want everybody to continue to pay attention to him. He might be the next big thing for the Mavericks, especially we need youth. That's what the Mavericks need to start looking into. So that's why I really pay attention to him.
You don't have to if you're trying to build a team around players like this and Anderson.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's all I have for the NBA today. It's a lot of people out there that want to hear. I know you weren't at the game, but a lot of people want to hear what happened to the Madison Trojans this past weekend, so I'll let you speak on that.
I didn't get to attend the game Friday. You know, the game didn't go well. It didn't go in their favor. No, it took a group, you know. But within all that, still proud of them for having a great season. They had a great record. They made the playoffs. Now, it should have went another way. I'm pretty sure the seniors, you know what I mean, upset about it. But for next season, you know what I mean, players coming back, most of the big guys coming back, most of the you know what I mean, ones who are making all the plays coming back. So they should get another run at it, you know what I mean? It's not good to get out the playoffs this early. No one's ever going to lose this early, but I'm still proud of them for the season they had, man. So they deserve one of these, man. You know, it's just high school football, man. Playoff football. You win, you go home. You lose, you got to go to the crib, man. You win, you live to fight another day.
Also, a lot of people wanted the update on that Cedar Hill South Lake game.
It was a tough game, man, and I hate that it was a first round game. It's not fair. I feel like didn't either team, you know, I mean, get their feet wet in the playoffs. Almost that's a state championship game, but I know South Lake Curl came out with the W on top of that. So, you know what I mean, Cedar Hill state championship run has been ended early. They both good teams. I got the chance to see both of them play this year. They both great teams. So you never know. I don't see nothing really left for South Lake. I mean, I don't know too many teams in their division day now that they knocked out Cedar Hill. So until they get to Katy, that's Katy making all the best too. Then they have to worry about
it.
But I don't think I see nobody else in their way.
How's Allen doing?
Oh, you know, Allen doing Allen things, you know, nothing new. Same old, same old. They play the solo. They play the solo. That's their next game, you know what I mean? So, you know, we just see what happens. Skyline is the only Dallas school. I think every other Dallas school is out. So Skyline, they play Rolette this week. Now that should be a good. Let me see how that goes. Never really on high school, man. The basketball season's coming up. It's gonna be a lot of good high school basketball. I mean, so you're gonna stay to looking for that.
All right, so I guess that's it for high school football. Hopefully, I'm hoping that Skyline can go ahead and push all the way through because it's a Dallas team, so you know I got to support them. So,
I
don't try to diss the South Lakes and the Allens, but that's I really don't consider that Dallas. So,
they ain't Dallas. They know they ain't Dallas. They don't claim us. We didn't have no parade for them state championships. We don't know who they do.
But moving on to the NFL, I'm gonna go leave my Cowboys for the last topic. But so far, like up until this point, who like out of the 8-0 Panthers and the 7-2 Cardinals, who would you say is the most surprising team yet to this point? Because I don't think anybody thought that them teams would be this good up until this point.
I'd say the Panthers. Cam Newton doing it all with nothing. Really, when you look at his roster, he's doing it all with nothing on the offensive team. Like I don't think I know one receiver on their team by name. I don't. His best receiver I heard from him this week. And for him to be undefeated, you know what I mean? I feel like right now he should be one of the top two players in the league. Him and Tom Brady.
Cam in that MVP race?
Yeah. I don't see why not. He's undefeated. That speaks for itself.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to hear your opinion on it.
He haven't lost, man. He's playing great football right now. This ain't the first, you know, this ain't nothing normal. Him being undefeated. Yeah.
I think what's putting the Panthers over the top right now is just good leadership from Cam Newton, because like you said, I can't really name a receiver on their team right now besides their tight end Greg Olsen. But
yeah, that's a play I really know.
Kelvin Benjamin went out for the year early in the year, so everybody kind of put the Panthers under the rug and said, like, well, that's it. I mean, that's the season right there. But Cam Newton, he took things to a whole new level. Like, and I really, people laugh when I say this, but I always say, like, when my boy got paid this summer, that 5-year, $108 million deal, however much it was, he started balling. Like, usually it's the opposite way around. You give people money and then they start sucking, playing lazy and stuff. But Cam, he didn't turn into like a top 5 quarterback in the league. I don't see why not. I mean, why he not top 5 at this point? Because he really taking, like you said, a team with really nothing on it, and he is giving every other team the work each and every week. So I just say shout out to Cam Newton. I hope they continue to win, but I'd rather them lose now than like first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, that'll hurt.
So yeah, I'll tell you, man. What happened?
I think Superman got it under control.
I hope so. I mean, like I'm saying, he doing a hell of a job this year, and I hope it continues. But
we had a real big thing happening yesterday, Sunday football. Peyton Manning became the league's leading passer for your. I don't know why I keep messing this up. I keep trying to say it, but you know what I'm saying.
He's
the leading passer. Yeah. Anyways, but he has Brett Favre for the record. But you know, what I mean, he also threw 4 interceptions in that game, and they lost to the Chiefs. The question is, man, is Peyton Manning done?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie, before this season started when he announced that he was going to come back,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, why? Because I feel like Peyton Manning, he's gave the game of football everything he could possibly give it at this point. Now, I feel like all he's doing right now is he's out there open, because anything besides the Super Bowl, man, at this point would be kind of pointless for him. I think he's just out there, I mean – the only thing he's really doing now is padding the stats, and he risking himself just getting hurt, honestly. Because if he's not going to win the Super Bowl, I don't see why he's still out there. I mean, he's had one of the best careers you could possibly have as an NFL quarterback. And I understand, like,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to let go of the game. It's not that easy, especially mm-hmm. when you play at that level. But at this mm-hmm. point, I really feel like Peyton Manning is – pretty much done. I don't want to wish no bad upon him. I just think that, like, it's really time for him to hang it up and go ahead and let the next guys in the league take over. It's about that time to pass the torch.
Me too. I feel like, I hate to say he's done playing, but if he is, you know what I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I feel like, I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play while he has to prove. He has Super Bowl. He has some wins. He has a playoff appearance. He got everything. Pro Bowls, first ballot Hall of Famer. So, you know what I mean? I know it's going to take a lot to retire, but if it's that time, you know, Peyton, just go ahead and do it, man. You know, you're a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? You went out on top, no matter what happened. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I love Peyton Manning. He's one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it. It's just, I feel like the competition nowadays is so good, and there's so many other young quarterbacks out there that are way better than Peyton Manning. Like, now at this, like, current time, that I feel like it's no point in him just trying to continue to dominate the league. Like, he's already did his duty in the league. And I'm not gonna lie, I watched a couple of their games, and his stuff not that, like, his passes aren't that accurate or no more. He just don't look the same. So
yeah, his throws look shallow.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, to play in the way the game played today is so fast, and players are so good, you gotta be able to play at a high level every Sunday. If you're not, you will get exposed.
Yeah, so yeah, that's my answer to the Peyton Manning question. I think it's time to hang it up.
Yeah. 5 minutes, man. Time going to cap roll.
I'll let you go ahead and take the lead on this one.
Hey, man, so you all know the Cowboys, we done lost 7 games in a row. But with all that being said, it's a bright side this week. It's time for the Romo return. Now, with us losing 7 in a row. If Romo come back and get wins, we can still win our division. So there is still a little hope. Now, Josh A, I don't want to snitch on you, but Josh A texted me after the game and was like, should we tank the season? I thought about it. Part of me say we should, me say we shouldn't. It depends on how Romo come back. Romo come back and we win and we're going to, if we, depending on how we win the next game against the Dolphins, if we look good like we did the first two games, we shouldn't tank. We should go ahead and fight. Be fine. Romo coming back, you know, like, man, that's just not tank, but, I feel like we should just go ahead and just add more to our team. It's a lot of good players coming in the league. In the draft. So I feel like we should just make her stronger. But I feel like when Romo come back, man, we're going to really make a run. We're going to win that division. It goes to the playoffs. Honestly.
I mean, I only got one question for you about the Cowboys. I mean, I still feel the same about the Cowboys each and every week, even after seven of these losses. I just feel like, I mean, it is what it is. It's an injury season for us. I mean, we doing whatever we can, and it's always at the end of the game, like, we just end up kind of folding at the last minute. But I really don't blame one person, offense, defense. But my question is it that time to go ahead and draft that quarterback, to go ahead and start getting them ready for the years to come?
It is. It's time to go ahead and get that and start molding this next person. It's about that time to bring somebody in, not to start right now, but to mold them into being something, basically Romo, the next Romo, the future. It's time to do that.
And would you be comfortable if, just say, the Cowboys drafted a Trevon Boykin out of TCU, that type of quarterback, or do you want, like, a pocket quarterback for the Cowboys system, or?
It depends how the players respond. Romo's more of a pocket passer, but he can get out and make plays, so I can see Boykin somewhat doing that. But John wants somebody who not balanced with all the other players. We got to find a balance. If he's a good balance, I wouldn't mind having him.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Because it's his type of style play. You don't know what I mean? You don't want to be too fast. But it's too faster than our offense, than the people that's on our offense, you know. But we can take this. We can really just, you know what I mean, take our time and pick up, just mold them and, you know what I mean, and have them right. It ain't no rush.
If it's – all right, just say the season ended now. We ended up with top five pick, and we got a minute and 30 seconds to answer this question, but what position do you draft? Like, what defense, offense, quarterback, what do you draft?
I'll say we go running back.
Leonard Fournette?
Yes, somebody like that. Leonard Fournette. I love Leonard Fournette. And keep Matt Fadden. We need some fresh legs. Some fresh legs. With that O-line.
I agree. I've been wishing that we can get Fournette. But, I mean, we would basically have to tank the season to get Fournette.
Yeah. Our run game has to be great in order for us to have a great passing game, for us to get passes in the air. We can throw the ball regardless. It's just, you know what I mean, if our run game not there, it makes the throwing game just a tad bit harder. But when we run in the football good, throwing lane's going to open up. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Janty sports fans, we appreciate y'all tuning in to another Janty episode. Me and Tutu, we're going to continue to do this. Next show is Friday, same time. We'll see y'all then. Y'all just know to hit us up on Twitter if y'all have any questions.
Yeah, JT Sports Nation.
See y'all next time.